Reading from My Glorious Master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Conversation with Prabhupada continues. Prabhupada said, "This philosophy cannot be understood by neophyte devotees. Our purpose is to push so much the sale of books, because through it our missionary activities will be very widely known. That we want, somehow or other, let him purchase a book. That is our mission. There was no question of transgressing moral principles. Arjuna was arguing with Krishna that killing my relatives is horrible, abominable. Better I beg and maintain myself than I kill my relatives and become a king. Did he not say? That is ordinary man's argument. But as Yudhisthira Maharaj refused to speak lie, Arjuna wanted to refuse to fight. But Arjuna, in spite of his conviction that it is sinful to kill my relatives, he still agreed to kill. Why?" I respond, "That is the supreme morality. Follow Krishna's desire." Prabhupada said, "What Krishna desires is above all this material, but it should not be manufactured. The thing is that our spiritual master wants to preach Krishna consciousness, and he has repeatedly stressed distribution of books. And if you become moralist that, oh, they're taking this means, that means for selling, this means, that means for selling of books, I'm a big moralist. I'm bigger than him." I respond, "I don't think there is much enmity because of the books themselves, Prabhupada. No, I do not know what they are doing, but I have information they are not selling books." I replied, "Some, I think some, but not," Prabhupada says, "comparable amounts." Prabhupada, "Yes. Others who are transgressing the moral principles, they were selling more books, and those who are big moralists, they could not." Mr. Krishna says, "They're also distributing one pamphlet printed by Siddhasarupananda. Then, if they like, then they can buy one of Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books come second." Prabhupada says, "Sometimes I've heard so many things." Burisana says, "But they give those away for free. I mean, just in case someone maybe doesn't want to purchase anything, so they give him something for free about Krishna." Pushta Krishna says, "First they do that." I reply, "Only because it's free as far as I know." Prabhupada, "If they can get knowledge for free, then why should they purchase? If you give them the opportunity that we take knowledge for free, then why will they purchase?" My comment. At another time, Prabhupada told me he didn't object to free book distribution. Here, he did not agree that distributing a free introductory book was an effective way to get people to buy his books. The conversation continues. Prabhupada said, "They should follow what their spiritual master says, book selling. There's no question of moral and immoral. They must sell. Just like in fighting, where there is fight, the soldiers, to gain victory, there's no question of moral and immoral." I reply, "Srila Prabhupada, but I think the thing I understand least is that if they're not doing what you want, I mean, I'm sitting before you now and you're telling me and I'm listening and you're my spiritual master, I must accept." My comment. I began to ask Prabhupada why, since he was their spiritual master, he didn't simply and definitively order them to act as he desired. I couldn't get my question out, for as I spoke, I understood that Prabhupada, as Siddhasrupa's spiritual master, was instructing him in the best possible way, even if I could not understand it. Prabhupada continued, "We want that book selling must be increased as much as possible. This we want, the same thing, that the child take medicine, never mind the father is speaking lies, because as soon as he takes the medicine, he'll be benefited. End justifies the means. End is that everyone should have a Krishna literature. Doesn't matter what is the means, because he has taken one Krishna literature, that justifies everything. This is the principle." I reply, "How about just collecting without giving any literature? Just collecting. 3 months ago, I saw it in Australia with a lying line too, not telling the truth. And that wasn't very long ago. Hari Sori says, sometimes the devotees are just distributing incense. I reply, nothing. Hari Sori, they collect and distribute incense. Sometimes they don't distribute books. Pastor Krishna, maybe they have to pay off a loan on the temple. All the devotees are well aware that Prabhupada's books have first priority. Everyone knows it. Hari Sori, Prabhupada's point is that if you see a fault with the method of implementing the spiritual master's instruction, you will fail to follow the instruction. Prabhupada, no. The point is not that they have not done any wrong. Don't think like that. But my point is that my instruction is to sell books. My comment. This mood had been a stumbling block for me, that I had to neglect my common sense and intelligence and accept what I perceived as a faulty following of Prabhupada's order as faultless. That type of acceptance was difficult, perhaps even impossible for me. But Prabhupada's answer satisfied me completely. No, no, the point is not that they have not done anything wrong. Don't think like that. His hair-splitting answer allowed me to accept the correctness of what the devotees did do without being forced to accept as correct what I understood as inappropriate. On hearing Prabhupada's explanation, my mind became instantly illuminated and I understood. I replied, I understand. In other words, if you think they are doing it wrong, you do it better. If you see others are doing it wrong, make sure you do it, but do it without the wrong thing. Don't stop doing it. Prabhupada, yes. Beside that, if you do not take to deity worship, then you shall remain unclean. That is a fact. My comment. Prabhupada was satisfied that I had properly understood, and he immediately left the book distribution point to cite a second, quote, fault in the devotional stance adopted by the outside devotees. Neglecting the temple means neglecting deity worship, which is meant to keep us internally and externally pure. By the end of this conversation, I felt a more honest and deepened relationship with Prabhupada. I had lost my fear and my affection, devotion, and surrender to Prabhupada as father and wise master had increased. Prabhupada's calling me into his association had removed both misconceptions and ignorance about his actual desire. He had corrected me, but in an exacting way. He removed that which he had judged inappropriate, yet left that which others had judged inappropriate. He made a clear principle and offered me a template to make further discriminations. He had exposed the error in my thinking without judging all my thoughts as incorrect. Later, I saw one of Prabhupada's sannyasi disciples after he had just heard the tape of my conversation with Prabhupada. His eyes were dreamy and star-filled like the young in love. He obviously felt fully sanctioned and said, Prabhupada said, the end justifies the means. We should distribute books by hook or by crook. Prabhupada had said it. Years later, when I reminded that sannyasi of his words, he remarked, and then I proceeded to wreak havoc. Prabhupada had ordered his books distributed. The sannyasi had tried, thinking that as long as the number of books he distributed increased, his actions were pleasing to Prabhupada. He had, however, caused difficulties both within the temples and with the public. How mysterious is spiritual life, completely incomprehensible to a materialist. We must serve our spiritual master sincerely and abide by his orders without hesitation, even if we are unable to do it perfectly. Nevertheless, mistakes, even those committed in all sincerity, may prove costly both to ourselves and to others. Prabhupada had rejected my claim of increased humility and thus advancement because it was not accompanied by the performance of my duty, in parentheses, remaining in Hong Kong. Yet the mixed results accruing from the immature performance of duty leads us to recognize that not only must we do our duty, but we must learn to do it in mature consciousness for Krishna's pleasure. This takes advancement in Krishna consciousness. By following the standard sadhana, especially hearing and chanting about Krishna without offense, our subtle and gross material tendencies naturally decrease, and our desire to act simply for Krishna's pleasure increases. Thus, as we advance, the increased devotion to Krishna with which we perform our duties further empowers those duties, especially our preaching, with spiritual potency, bhakti. So this comment continues, but we shall leave it here. And Hare Krishna.